I would like to welcome you most kindly to Piotrkowice, a small village in the northern part of the Lower Silesian Voivodeship. Before 1945, it was known under its German name, Gross-Peterwitz. It was famous among art connoisseurs for the splendid Baroque palace. It was said to be one of the most beautiful buildings of this kind in the region. We are now looking at it. It is rather worn with age, but hopefully the efforts of its new owner will help restore its former glory. The first residence of the owners of Piotrkowice was probably built in the 16th century. It may have been funded by a noble family of von Nostitz. We don't know the name of the designer. All we know is that it was a Renaissance building. In the 17th century, the mansion belonged to such families as Heinzendorf and Studnitz. And towards the end of the century, it was taken over by George Leonard Colonna von Fels. His family came from South Tyrol. The owner used a noble title of Count and managed to amass considerable wealth in Silesia. What is interesting, he did have a Polish connection. For years, he was an equerry and secretary of Archduchess Eleanor of Austria, who later went on to marry King Michael Korybut Wisznowiecki. It is said that the Count started to rebuild the mansion in Piotrkowice so as to make it a splendid palace. But it was the next owner who finished this work around 1693. We're now talking about Count Joachim Wilhelm von Maltzan, the owner of the autonomous state lordship in Milich, which was subject only to the emperor. The result of the work completed in the late 17th century was stunning. The Renaissance mansion was converted into an exquisite Baroque palace we are now looking at. The building has four stories and is covered with a hip roof with a characteristic set-off. Before you reach the main entrance, there are stairs as well as an arched portico with pillars. You will see a corresponding structure in the rear part of the building. What makes this palace unique is the elaborate stucco decoration. Initially, these ornaments were placed both on the outside and on the inside of the building. We can be almost sure that they were designed by a renowned Swiss artist, Giovanni Simonetti. These sculpted ornaments were made of a special mixture of plaster, limestone, and fine sand or marble dust. They are perfectly visible on the facade in front of us. Please note the convex garlands on the vertical stripes between the windows. The garlands are made of leafy branches and fruit, such as, for example, grapes. High above, you will also notice three women's heads and one man's head. If you take a closer look at the objects depicted nearby, you will recognize the heads as the representations of four seasons of the year. Unfortunately, stucco ornaments inside the palace are in a worse condition. Also, the park surrounding the mansion is not as beautiful as it used to be. Initially, it was designed in the Baroque style, and afterwards it was converted into an English landscape garden. Although it's derelict, we will still find 500-year-old oak trees, ponds, or a romantic neo-Gothic mausoleum. Finally, we will say a few words about the history of the palace. Maltzan left no heir. After his death, the residence was owned by the Kosboth family. In 1787, the Piotrkowice estate was bought by Adolf Albrecht Heinrich Leopold von Dankelmann, Minister of Justice in the Prussian government. His family owned the estate until 1945. Then it was nationalized. What is interesting, it was not destroyed during the communist regime. It was vandalized only in the 1990s. The current owner wishes to restore the former glory of the building and decided to convert it into a museum of Silesian aristocracy. Please take a walk around the palace and inspect it closely. If you have more time, enjoy a stroll around the landscape garden behind the building. I will now wish you a good day. Enjoy your stay in Piotrkowice. Goodbye.